Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Just a second. Let me get this here. Okay, let me find it. Oh, heck. I had a charge on my bank account I didn't understand. Couldn't remember what it was for. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I didn't quite understand what this charge was for, and that's what I was calling. Probably something I ordered, but I don't remember. I can't find it here. Just a second. Oh boy.
Okay, but I'll be happy to help you with that. I need a zip
Okay.
code.
80621.
Your first and last name?
Thomas Evans.
You said Thomas Evans?
Evans, yes. EVANS.
Hey, Barrett, give me one second.
Sure. Back to this other page. That's not there. Must be over here.
Okay, so give me one second. I wasn't able to locate
Okay.
it that right.
Yeah, this was back in July, it looks like. I had two charges, one in July and one in August.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I'm getting to you so late here, but I'm late doing my bank statements.
Yes, now can you verify your full shipping address? I just want to make sure this is the right account.
It's 389 Corvette Circle, Fort Lupton, Colorado.
Okay. One moment, because that wasn't it.
Sure.
Okay, so I wasn't successful with your first and last name, but can I locate you via your email address?
Okay, it's KE0OC at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat it back to you. You said it's K as in Kevin, E as in Eric, 0, O as in Oscar, C as in Charlie at yahoo.com.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so I'm not pulling you up with your email address. That's
Huh.
okay, so I mean I can use two more methods. I can use your phone number and I can see.
720-544-3496.
Yes, sir, and that didn't pull it up as well, so
That's what I wanted to find out. It might be some kind of a scam. Not from you guys, but from somebody using your name.
now the last method, because like I said, the last I'm not pulling locating you with your zip code, your first and last name, your phone number, nor the email. I mean, the last possible resort would be the card in which you're saying that you have to charge on, the card that was charged. I can get the first six of that card number and then the last four of that card number.
Okay.
But that'll be the last method.
The last four is 7384.
And yeah, the first six.
I don't have that. The card did have fraud on it and has been destroyed.
Okay, well, let's see if that gives us anything.
Or wait a minute, that's not a card. That's my bank account, the last four of my bank account. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would need the...
Yeah, it came directly out of my bank account. I did use a Visa card, but that card's been destroyed because there was fraud on it. So I have no idea what it was.
Okay. Well, yeah, so with the information that... And it couldn't have been on a spouse name or anything as well?
No. No, it's... It was on my bank account.
Okay, well, so like I'm unable to locate any, you know, account associated with the information that you gave.
Okay, I will take this up from my bank then. No problem. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
You have a good one.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.